Father God, we thank you so much for Christmas time, for all the fun and joy it brings. But right at the heart of it is the coming of your Son. And we pray that as we remember his coming in this service now, we pray you'll help the children with all their different roles. And Lord, may this service help to lift the Lord Jesus before our eyes to understand who he is, why he came, and what it means for us today. So we commit this service to you. Amen. Now, I need to have juniper. You need to come and light the candle, because you said you would do it this week, didn't you? So you come down. Only one guess as to what juniper is in the Nativity story.
A lobster.
A lobster, no, wrong. So this is to remember Jesus, the light of the world, who's come into the world. Is that it? Pull it away. Yes, good job. Put you down, and then you can blow that out. Blow it. Ready? One, two, three. Good blow. Excellent. Well done. You go back to your position at the back. Not a lobster. Okay, I think we are ready to start. So I'm going to hand over to Natalie at the back. By the way, just before you begin, in between the sort of nativity bits, we'll just won't be introducing the carols. We'll just stand, the music will play and sit and so forth. Okay, great. Over to Natalie at the back.
In the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
Tonight is Christmas Eve. It's time to make our way to Bethlehem, a little town in the hill country. The town is busy with people who have travelled here so that the Roman Emperor can count them. As night falls, the last two travellers come slowly up the road. They are Joseph and Mary from Nazareth. It's taken 6 days to travel to Bethlehem. Warily they walk through Bethlehem, asking for shelter and a place to sleep. But there is no room at the inn. Eventually, they find a place with the animals. All the world is asleep. Everything is quiet. But in the stable with the animals, everything's changed. A baby's been born. Mary wraps him in swaddling clothes and lays him in the manger.
Little donkey, little little donkey on a dusty road. Got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. Ring up those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Little donkey, little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way. Little donkey, little donkey, journey's end is near. There are wise men waiting for a sign to bring them here. Do not falter, little donkey, there's a star ahead. It will guide you, little donkey, to a cattle shed. Ring out those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Little donkey, little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way.
That's your cue, go.
The people who are walking in the darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a dark land, but a light has shined on them.
In the dark hills outside Bethlehem, shepherds watched their sheep. Suddenly, the world is filled with light. It's brighter than the day. Stop. The shepherds are terrified. They hide their faces from the light and fall to the ground in fear. But then they hear an angel saying, Tabitha.
Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by all people. Today the city of David and Saviour is born. He is Christ the Lord.
Then more angels appear, the whole heavenly host, praising God and singing. Probably come out, angels. And what did the angels say, Tabitha?
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people.
The shepherds run down the hills to Bethlehem. They find the stable and pause. What will they find inside? They go in to kneel in awe and wonder before the baby Jesus.
The sun in the bright sky looked down.
After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came from the east. There, in front of them, was a star they had seen rising. It came forward and halted over the place where the child was. There they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
It was on a starry night.
I think they all deserve a big round of applause, don't they? Do you want to come and sit around them? You turn around now, look. Do you want to turn around Miles as well? There you can see them all. Fantastic. Look at those. Happiest kings you've ever seen. Aren't they? Fantastic. Do you want to come and have a seat down here? Come and have a seat down there. Well done, Miles. There you go. Do you want to come and sit down there? Have a seat on the floor, you. Well done. Well done. Do you know, that was absolutely terrific. I think we need again to say a big thank you to Natalie and all the children's workers and all the lovely children who helped tell the Christmas story. Let's give them another round of applause. I learned a couple of things this morning. I didn't know there was an angel. I only knew there was an angel called Gabriel. I didn't know there was one called Tabitha. And also, I didn't know that one of the wise men actually came dressed in a camel costume. I didn't know that. But that's absolutely wonderful. It was great to retell the Christmas story. Do you know, in the reading at the start, would you like, do you want to sit on the bale of hay, Elijah? Do you want to sit there?
No.
You don't? You want to stand? Okay, that's good. If you want to, you can. You just... You can come and sit down here if you want. That's absolutely fine. But Elijah, you read so well at the beginning, and you read these words. You said Jesus was the light of all mankind. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Isn't that incredible that Jesus is the light that gives light to everyone? Now, I've got a light here. How many people do you think this gives light to? Imagine it was pitch black in here. Yeah?
What?
You got a mouthful of food. Hungry work being an actor. You think 7.9 billion could get light from this? How many do you think?
One or two.
Probably one or two. Do you know, I think you're probably nearer, okay? Because, you see, it doesn't light very much. Do you know, there's only one light I know that gives light to everyone. Can anyone think what that light is?
Jesus.
We'll come to that in a minute. It's bright one, this. You're going to say that again? She's getting to do the talks. What do you say? There's one light that gives light to everyone. And what's your answer? Jesus or?
The sun!
Jesus or the sun. Fantastic, Joshua. You're absolutely right. Do you know, the reason we can see in here today, the reason you can see when you came to church this morning, is because the sun has gone up and it gives light to everyone. And everything we can see in here is because the sun is even reflecting inside the church so we can see. See, the sun gives light to everyone. And yet the verse that Elijah read at the beginning said that Jesus is the light of everyone. Now, in what sense is Jesus the light of everyone? Because Jesus doesn't show us the things that the sun shows us. What does he help us see? Well, Jesus helps us see something that the sun can never reveal to us. Not in detail, anyway. He does help us see heaven. He helps us see God. And he helps us see the things of God. Okay? So what it means is, if we want to know what God is like, we have to let the light of Jesus shine so that we can see God as we look at Jesus. And we learn about Jesus from the Bible. And every time we open the Bible and learn about him, we're learning about God and we're learning how to be friends with God. And Jesus does that for everyone in the world. Because we are all naturally in the dark about God. And only Jesus can shine his light to reveal God to us. So when we remember Jesus is coming, we remember that he came to be the light for everyone. The one who will show us the light of God and how to be friends with him. Well, we're going to pray now. And Natalie's going to come and help some of the children who are going to lead us in prayer. So over to you, Natalie.
Lord Jesus, like the angels, help us to show other people where to find you. Jesus, you are light even in the darkness, darkest places. Help us to trust in you and to share the happiness you bring. Shine hope into our heart. We pray, Amen.
Amen.
God, our follow Father, like the shepherds, may we follow the way that you point out to us, Lord Jesus, in this Advent season we wait eagerly for your arrival. Came, fill us with your hope, your peace, your love, and your joy. May we find your Son Jesus and learn from him how much you love us. Amen.
Amen. Do you want to read them?
Sure. Holy Spirit, like the wise men, help us to follow the way of Jesus. Help us to believe in your love, which always works for our good and happiness. Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, we look to you and help and heal us. You to help and heal us. We pray now the prayer you taught us.
We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing one song as we finish together. It's a song that we've been learning over recent weeks. Jesus, Light of the World. And there's a few actions, so if you want to join them, you can follow me. Let's stand as we sing together. Should we stand up, everybody? Up we get. Well done. Here we go. Light of the world has come into the darkness, shining at Christmas time. Light of the world, and his name is Jesus. Light of the world is gonna shine. You're gonna get ready to shine. Ready? Jesus, shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine at Christmas. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. He's the Saviour, he's God's Son. He's good news for everyone. He's Messiah, he's the King in David's line. Hear the angels proclaim, singing praise to God's name. He's the light of the world, he's gonna shine.
Shine.
See him shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine at Christmas. Shine, shine, shine.
What I'm led about.
Shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. Light of the world has come into the darkness, shining at Christmas time. Light of the world, and his name is Jesus. Light of the world is gonna shine.
Shine.
See him shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine at Christmas. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. He's the Saviour, he's God's Son. He's God's news for everyone. He's Messiah, he's the King in David's line. Hear the angels proclaim, singing praise to God's name. He's the light of the world, he's gonna shine.
Last time.
See him shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine at Christmas. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine at Christmas. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. Light of the world is gonna shine. Fantastic. Let's be seated for a final prayer. Father God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you again for the children reminding us of the Christmas story. And we pray that this Christmas may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the eternal Christ be ours this Christmas time. And may the blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon us now and remain with us always. Amen.